Hello and welcome to another episode of Adulting with Friends. Today I'm with Fionnuala Jones, aka Fionnuala J.
Hello, Orla.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So do you want to start off and kind of give like a little synopsis of like who you are and what you do?
Yes. So I am 24 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm from Cork. I moved up to Dublin after I did my leaving because I wanted to study journalism. So I did journalism in DCU. Had a great 3 years knocking about, doing my bits. Graduated and was kind of, did a weird celeb magazine internship, which won't be named.
Really?
Didn't last very long. Yeah, yeah.
Irish kind of?
Yeah.
Oh.
An odd experience.
Right.
And then was pretty lucky after that, though, that pretty much I wasn't in there that long and I ended up getting a job with the News Talk as a digital journalist. And I was there for 8 months, which was very good. Their focus was kind of on news and current affairs, obviously, but that's not really my bag. So I started trying to be like, can I review things? Can I go to like doing features and stuff?
Yeah.
And my editor was like, sure, you do that. I went and did like the toy show preview before and it was like probably career highlight. It's never been peaked.
Yeah.
Then unfortunately got made redundant. Lit. How old was I? I was 21. I was 21 at that point and again was really lucky that I had kind of developed some contacts in the industry already and ended up emailing the former editor of Daily Edge or the editor at the time, Nicola Byrne, and was like,
yeah,
I need a job. I've just lost my job. And she was like, okay, cool. We actually need someone at the minute. So if you want to come in and freelance. Yeah. Was very, very lucky. So got in there and was with them for just under 2 years doing kind of, again, features, beauty, music, celeb, featurey, women's interest kind of stuff. And then unfortunately again was made redundant because they decided to wind down Daily Edge. So
which is such a shame. I loved that website so much.
Yeah. I loved it before I was there. I thought everything they did with like social, I don't know if you follow them around the time of Snapgaffs and stuff where
came to my house. So I was in my dressing gown like, hello Valerie.
Oh my god, I need to find that in the archives. I don't know, watch that. I just thought they were very different and kind of still are in comparison to what's in the landscape at the minute, but it's just the way media is, unfortunately. So and kind of since then it's been a bit mad. I've kind of been semi freelancing and doing a lot of internet bits. I was kind of lucky in another sense because I had the money from the first redundancy, so I had kind of a bed of savings. I gave myself 4 months to pretty much just wallow after this redundancy.
Yeah.
And then started freelancing. Kind of my online presence, in inverted commas, took off. So got a lot of opportunities from that.
Yeah.
So been busy, been good.
And when did that happen? That hasn't been a year, has it? Daily Edge?
Since, it was only April this year. It's kind
was
of,
it?
I
remember. Like it's been gone way longer.
I know.
I don't know
it's
why.
Still sad because I see things and I'm like, that'll make a great article. And then I'm like, oh, the site doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
You don't work there anymore.
Even on Twitter, I used to love it. Like it was just.
Like I can only imagine, like, do you know, like Wagatha Christie and stuff. Imagine the stuff we would have been able to write about that and Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy. We would have had a field day.
That
like,
would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's disappointing. But as I said, it is what it is. It's just a shame. But I'm a big everything happens for a reason kind of person.
Yeah.
And it's been great. And I've got to do some other TV bits and my own podcast as well. I'm kind of able to commit fully to that now.
Yeah.
So it's great.
I'd say most people would have just assumed you were doing influencing full time. Like a lot of people might not have even known that you were in the Daily Edge.
Yeah, this was like a lot of people had kind of followed me from. So I did like Love Island commentary on my Instagram in like 2018. And a lot of people had just followed me from that.
Yeah.
And then I would be doing, I used to do like reviews of like really low makeup on Boots and stuff. And I would try weird makeup things and whatever on the stories. And I'd be sharing it to my stories. And they're like, oh my God, I didn't know that, blah, blah, blah. And then they would kind of go through and find the writing and whatever. But I kind of, I always wanted to use I only ever started using Instagram to talk about that one weird TV thing and it kind of blew up.
Yeah.
I really only kind of saw it as a way to direct people to my written work as opposed to me being like, this is me, I'm an influencer or whatever, you know what I mean? But it's interesting the way that all changed and what I'm doing now, I suppose, is a bit demented really.
And so you always wanted to do journalism. That was like your... Yeah.
When I was growing up, I went through various career stages where I wanted to train guide dogs. I nearly said blind guide dogs, which defeats purpose. I wanted to be like a painter, and I feel like all my career choices were influenced by, we used to play the game of life a lot, and I used to get the painter a lot. So I was like, I want to be her.
Careers, yeah, I could have been.
Literally. And then I kind of went back to, I wanted to write books. When I was younger, I wrote a book about fairies and was had such faith in myself that I wrote a song to go with it when it got turned into a movie. Like, I was like, where is that Fionnuala now that believes in herself? Yeah. You know, gone. And then I kind of settled on in kind of secondary school, and when we were doing English, I was like, think I could be a journalist. I love writing stories. I think this could be my buzz. So yeah, it was kind of always, I always knew I wanted to do something within writing at the very least.
And DCU was kind of the main course you wanted to do. I know loads of people do that course. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I love DCU. The course was fine, I think it's changed a lot now since I've been there, but it was like extremely broad. But the only thing was, because I was from Cork, my only options were, they do it in Limerick as well, and it was like new in Galway, but it was with arts.
Okay.
But I was just like, oh, I just want to do straight journalism. I loved Dublin. I had friends in Dublin at this time and would come up and for gigs and stuff. And I was just like, I'm obsessed with this place. Look at this metropolis in Leinster. So I was just like, oh, I kind of love the idea of moving away, because I was probably one of the only ones in my class who did it. So I was like, right, let's just do it. Let's just give it a bash. But I remember it was my only option on my CAO. And it was...
Really?
Yeah,
that's ballsy.
Yeah, no, my mom was like, before coming up to the deadline, my mom was like, please put something else down. She was like, I don't care what you put down. Put anything
jam
down.
Jam making. Yeah, that literally was always the big...
basket weaving, like. So, yeah, I put the others down then just to kind of secure myself.
Okay, but you got it, so...
Them. Yeah.
Fab. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
I'm very excited.
That you're going to have to answer as your 17-year-old self.
Okay.
Which actually was only... I can't do the maths. 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Not that long, no. Really. But listen, okay. First question. How much do you spend on a night out?
A night out really could depend, because this reminded me of, I was in Galway, oh, I don't know how many years ago now, but it was for my friend's 21st. So it's probably like three years ago now. Yeah, that's maths. And on the way back, I ended up getting like, ordering like 40 euro worth of deli food for everyone in the house that had stayed.
Stop.
Yeah, I had a tweet up at the time that it was like looking at my direct debits, and it was like me having bought like 4 bottles of wine in Carbon for people to bring around in the dance floor. I don't know if you've ever been to Carbon.
No.
But they let you buy full bottles of wine and you could just go around with them in the club. And the novelty, I was like, this is amazing. I didn't even drink wine. I was like, right, I'm going to buy 4 for all my friends. Happy birthday, Kerry, whatever.
Amazing.
Yeah, literally. And then I went to Mace and I was like, oh, everyone's probably really hungry. 47 euro worth of food.
God.
Like it was, there was no need. I could have been, I had a few bad nights where it could have been anything between like 200, 250 and, for
when
a night
out. When you were 17?
Yeah.
Were you working?
Yeah. Housekeeper,
oh,
baby.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That would be like one in the extreme. Like I'm much more sensible now. But yeah, I tend to just get very generous. At the start, I'm usually very sensible and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my 4 cans of Pratsky for pre-drinking.
Yeah.
Really cheap, like Pratsky Princess. And then I go out and I'm like, you want a drink and you want a drink and you want a shot, whatever. And then it's just like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like I would carnage. Have spent... I was Scrooge, like, but managed to get shit-faced all the time. But like...
So you were smarter about it than me, like...
Yeah, like, I'm just thinking, like, I would have 20 euro. I would have done, like, honestly, but... I don't know, I'm just thinking. I would have pre-drank loads. If I went to Barcode, I would have gotten the train.
Mm.
I obviously wouldn't have paid for that. Just
on fair,
and off.
Yeah.
And then it was 3 euro drinks. But then if someone offered to buy me a drink, I took advantage.
Yeah, absolutely,
I don't know. I used to just spend... I can't believe... I wouldn't have had that money.
I still have massive, like, buyers... Not buy, I don't know what the word is. Like, I can't really buy anything without feeling immense guilt, no matter what it is. So I feel like I wouldn't have bought much during the week or spent money on really anything else. And then it would go out and be like, tapping the card. Even though I don't think contactless existed then, but
I have serious guilt. Like if I went into Penny's and I saw a top and it's 25 euro, I'd be like, it's 25 euro, I can't spend that money. Then I'd spend it on food and drink, no problem.
But this is the thing, I have a vivid memory of my dad's from Carlow, and I used to go to the Fairgreen shopping centre and have a look around because it had like a World of Wonder toy shop. And I remember explicitly having pocket money, buying a Bratz doll, and then feeling so guilty that I didn't need it that I went back and returned it within 2 hours.
Yeah.
And the shopkeeper was like, what is... She didn't say this to me because I was only a child and it would have been slightly abusive, but I'm sure she was like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, I couldn't, yeah. I don't know what it was. Like, it was just, I can't, like, I just can't.
Yeah, I get that guilt all the time. Yeah. But ask me to spend 30 euro on a Chinese and I'll be like, make it 40.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like,
oh, again, I have previously ordered, like, bought just boiled rice and just prawn crackers and just a can of Coke Zero because I just wanted the Coke Zero.
I
haven't been able to lose.
I was
going to
say that's so grim, but if you're not eating the boiled rice, then
eating the boiled rice.
Oh right, okay. Why?
Put the boiled rice in the prawn crackers and then eat them.
But you need a sauce.
Divine, you don't. I'll go to.
I do.
You can have a sauce. You don't need a sauce.
Okay. Prawn crackers are a great carrier for any sort of rice. Divine. So I will say that.
I've had so many arguments. I put it up on Insta before and my WhatsApp group was like, I hate you. I hate, like, why are you like this? I was like, sorry.
Do you eat sauces?
Like, I do, yeah. I'm not averse to sauces,
okay,
but sometimes
you just can't afford them.
Sometimes I remember I had a fizzy can. I had a can of Coke Zero before, and I was like, I just really want these two specific things and nothing else.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna order. I feel really bad bringing the delivery driver, making him deliver these two things, but I'm gonna tip him. I don't care. And I'm just sitting on the couch, like, just shoveling them into me, like it's divine. It's the food equivalent of a shovel. Like, it's amazing.
Is Chinese your like go to? Is that your favourite?
I love Indian.
I got an Indian last night and it was unreal.
Where?
There is like an Indian Pakistani place in Castleknock called Ochre Green.
Mm.
And it is unbelievable.
What's your like usual order?
From there, korma. Chicken
Yum.
Korma.
Okay.
And they do these like jumbo prawns, really spicy. They're so fab. Mm. But normally I would get a Chinese and I'd get beef, green pepper, black bean sauce. If I'm hungover, I'd get aromatic duck pancakes because they're dry.
Yeah.
And I just
you don't
want to
go to
take care of myself on those days.
Yeah, totally.
And then Domino's. Listen, I'll get anything.
Yeah, you're like very open.
I'm like McDonald's, Nader's, Uber Eats. I will get anything.
Yeah, sometimes I could mail like chicken tenders. Sometimes I'm very much like Macari's chicken tenders, mm-hmm. nothing else. But I find it sometimes I feel like pizza is so hit and miss. Do you not find that as well? Because it's so voluminous with carbs, and sometimes you need that, and sometimes it's the spot, and then you'll have like one too many a slice and it's like, call the guards.
Death.
I'm unwell. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why you'd call the guards, but they're like,
but anyway,
care.
They're always there.
We have to go solve a crime or something. I'm like, please.
Vanilla, not again. Like, it was the boiled rice.
Set over the edge.
Okay, so 200, you're reckoning around 200. That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm jealous though.
Yeah.
Pack. I wish I knew you.
Yeah. I would have been your best friend, like.
Absolutely.
I would have had the fat frogs, like, just going all night, like.
Oh my God. Okay. What's the most important thing in your life?
When I was 17, I'm probably going to say, like, my iPod.
Okay.
Because I would have thought my phone, but I think my phone is more important to me now. Yeah, my iPod came with me. Bloody everywhere. I had every iteration of it. I had the shuffle, the nano, the big brick yoke that they don't make anymore.
Yeah.
I was just obsessed, like.
Do they still make them, do they?
Oh, they definitely do,
do
yeah. They don't make the classics. Do you know the big
with the
one?
Wheel.
Yeah.
That, but they have the touch iPod still. I'm sure.
Yes, I'm fairly sure, yeah.
Because
the iTouch, yeah.
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 I had that one, yeah. And I had a pink one, you know, the minis.
Oh, yeah.
And I found it like, I'd say 9 months ago.
What would be
and
on
it
your...
it still works.
What's on it?
A lot of pussycat dolls. Pussycat.
Pussycat.
A lot of pussycat.
Classic.
A lot of pussycat dolls. A lot of Shakira. It was kind of
Shakira.
So when I was like 17, it would have been pussycat dolls, like Hips Don't Lie.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
What else? That kind of vibe. Oh,
yeah.
Nelly Furtado. A lot of
stuff. Oh, Loose.
Yeah.
Cracker.
And Timbaland was big actually.
Timbaland,
when
shock value.
Yeah.
Banger. Banger, banger, banger.
And The Way I Are. That was probably.
Maybe.
But my number one played song on my iTunes to this day is the Zoe 101 theme. I'm not even joking. fully used to be obsessed with it.
Do you just sit down and listen, like listen
on
to it?
Repeat. I'd be on Farmville, anything. I'd be like, loved it. I don't even think I had the proper version because I'm pretty sure it was like one verse repeated twice, and I don't think that's
like
how it goes.
Ripped from YouTube, kind of LimeWire job, like music on demand.
Yeah.
Like,
just yeah,
highly legal.
So, do you know what your most paid was?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, but we had very similar tastes. But I would have had like that kind of hit, like hip hop, R&B, like Keri Hilson.
Oh, I loved Keri Hilson.
Like Love Comes Around, and then I'd have like emo, Paramore, okay, Riot,
Paramore,
Fall
yeah.
Out Boy, like. It's just two sides of my personality yeah. just constantly battling with each
Nobody
other.
Nobody would know who owned the iPod
no,
if they found it.
Could have
it.
Been yeah. anyone, like, yeah. Yeah.
Would you have, like, gone to gigs a lot?
Yeah.
To Dublin and stuff,
I'm
yeah.
trying to think. So my first gig was Shane Ward. Love that for me in 2005. yeah.
Actually,
incredible.
I'd say it was good.
It was
yeah.
incredible. That was in Mill Street in Cork. And then I think my second one was One Republic. So I kind of... Went
oh,
up
okay.
the stakes and...
I forgot about them.
Yeah, they played the Savoy, which no longer exists in Cork, RIP.
Oh my God, is that gone?
Yeah.
Stop.
That was around... This was All the Right Moves. It was that album.
Oh yeah,
Great
yeah.
impression. They were very good. Yeah, the Savoy is gone, RIP. And then I remember I came up a few times. My very first night out in Dublin when I had an illegitimate ID, we'll mm-hmm. say. I went to see Ed Sheeran and we went to Club M after.
Is
and
that
it
in
was,
Temple Bar?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was that.
Says it all, really. I loved it. I was like, this is the high. This is culture. This is nightlife. Oh,
Dublin's
my God.
Amazing.
You did never see this in East Cork because, of course, you wouldn't have a population of like four people. I thought it was amazing. I had like strawberry daiquiris. I was like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah, and then obviously moved up here and I was like, oh, there's more to life than Club yeah. I've never
like,
set
oh,
foot in
right,
the place
there's Leeson Street yeah. Okay, cool. That is so funny.
Yeah.
Would you are you from Cove?
Yeah.
Is there like
Club C
clubs or
Club
anything
C
there?
Represent. Yeah, it's the only nightclub in East Cork.
Right, okay.
Represent. Bass Hunter played there before.
Oh, fab.
Yep. I got really hammered that night and don't really remember it.
Yeah,
so.
I'd say so.
But he had a great time, so that's all that matters. yeah, no, yeah, I think that was the reason as well. Like, we didn't really actually go out in Cork City that much.
Yeah.
God help me if I'd gone out in Cork City as a 17-year-old, because a taxi back
yeah,
from the city to Cove would have been a fortune on
oh,
top
yeah.
of the 200 I was already spending on yeah. drinks for people that I wasn't really friends with. Like, do you,
you
know
literally
what I mean?
Would have to make your confirmation every week.
That'd be it.
Just
yeah.
for it to go out.
Literally, like.
Oh my God, okay. What is your go-to store for an outfit?
Probably, H&M when I mm-hmm. was on a budget, and then Topshop if I was being a bit bougie. But then
yeah.
again, it would still be probably the Sailor Island Topshop.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
again, cannot pay full whack for a thing of clothes.
It makes me feel sick to this day, paying for stuff in Topshop.
Yeah, yeah. It's too expensive. It hasn't really not recognised
yeah.
that...
Yeah, I still get the buzz of going to Belfast and getting it. Sure, like, yeah. like, oh yeah.
The exchange rate is such a joke, like,
know,
isn't it?
I know, I know. That's why I think I'm really like, I just avoid it at all costs because I'm like, I'm being scammed.
Yeah.
But H&M back in the day was great.
Yeah. I still think it's very good now, in fairness. That Jambasti Valley collaboration, is that how you say it?
No,
do you know,
I don't know if that was
there's like a it's like she is a designer and they have like this one, they have a new kind of high street collection, but they have this really pink tulle like princess beautiful dress, like all the dresses in
oh.
my dreams my head, they have it coming out soon and it's like,
oh, so it hasn't released
no.
yet.
I think they had one drop and like Kendall Jenner wore it at some stage and it sold out everywhere.
Okay.
I think they have another one out and your one who is in Us, what is her name? Lupita. Lupita has been like the face of this dress
okay.
now. And it's just divine, yeah. But I used to, I don't really, my style is just really weird. Again, because I wouldn't really shop that much because I had such guilt about buying stuff.
Yeah.
I would kind of buy just odd things that just didn't match each other.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was really into like statement pieces and not realizing that.
Okay.
Probably need, I would bring them home, I'd be like, I don't know how to wear this, or like
yeah.
I can't wear this because the town is so small and everyone's gonna be like, who does she think she
yeah.
is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the literally the day.
Just milling around Club C like just yeah.
Imagine. But would you have gone to like, I can't imagine you would have, like Quiz or like Swamp. Didn't
there
you have a Swamp in Cork?
We did, we still do.
Really?
Yeah, no, we do. I think now there's one in Merchants Quay. I don't know if it's still called Swamp. There's one in Merchants Quay and there's one in Mahon.
Was it Patrick Street, like by Penny's? Wasn't there one over there?
Yeah, no, that one's gone.
Oh, okay.
But there's, it's like just inside a shopping centre now. But
right.
Like, I'm going to be honest, we had the equivalent of it in Cork and it was called Love Lisa's. And okay. I remember again tearing through that shop trying to find something for Junior Cert Night because that's where everyone got their clothes for those kind of occasions, because it was like bodycon and short and bright and
rara skirts. Would you have been?
No,
you were,
I missed that.
Too young for rara.
Like, we were very like kind of the Herve Leger-esque, but not that obviously not, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, and I remember just being frantic trying to look for stuff, and then I ended up getting a dress in Swamp, I think, and it was blue, because I would have been really like, I'm not going in there, I'm not a Swamp girl. And then I got something, I was like, oh, I am very much a Swamp girl. And then literally wore the dress to death. I wore it for Junior Star Night, I wore it for my brother's 21st, I wore it for my own 18th. Oh, I think it was for my 18th that I got the dress for. No, it was my 16th, actually. Oh, really? Because I was like, I want to have a 16th. And my whole family were like, no one has 16ths in Ireland. Like, get it up yourself. And
I was like, you know the guy in Black Rock that did the super sweet
16?
I want huskies. <You're>
like, mine was very much on a budget, like on the deck, like speaker out the garage window, or like, yup. I got it for that, actually. And that's why my parents were like, we're not spending a lot of money on a dress. Like, you can, you'll get one in Swamp. Hopefully it'll be on offer. Off your pop. And then I wore it to death.
Yeah, so. I re-wore clothes all the time.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager. Like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, why I don't do it now. I suppose, though, were there as many photos being taken?
I don't think so. And I think, well, we have way more access to fashion now when you think of social media and stuff. And just how you can just buy something just by clicking a photo on Instagram.
Next day delivery. ASOS next day delivery has me... rotten. It was like, the best €13 I've ever spent in my life. I'm like, oh my god, I can't wash these jeans and I need them for tomorrow. Just buy them. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. It's just like, or whatever it is, you pay for it for a year and they're just like, like godsend.
I mean,
godsend.
Definitely do it, especially because I've had two weddings recently and I've had nothing. And I just took a chance two times and both times it was like perfect.
Divine.
So, I mean, it really is. But like now, that's because they use DHL or something.
Yeah.
Fast way.
Yeah.
Don't get me fucking
Let's not.
Started.
Jesus, that's another podcast episode.
Call you out. With Fast Way.
True crime. Love that. Love this pivot.
Who is your beauty icon?
How do you think about this as well? And I think it might have been Kat Dennings.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, no, I don't like
Why are you
like
shocked?
Her.
Do you know? You've personally offended me with this choice. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember I was obsessed with Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. It's not really a good movie in hindsight, but...
Oh, have I seen it? That's with... the guy
King Michael Cera. And they basically go on this roundabout trip looking for this like secret gig of this band that they both love and whatever. And
no,
I
haven't seen it.
It's not, I wouldn't make any time in her schedule to see it.
Right.
At the time I was like, this is amazing, blah blah blah, but I was such like a manic pixie dream girl freak that I was like, oh, I love this, like same with like Zooey Deschanel. Loved all that. She probably would have been my other one. Just loved that kind of liner, like nude lippy or like a red lippy, and that was it. Like, I loved that. I remember
she does have a classic look.
Yeah,
she definitely has. Yeah,
yeah.
And her winged liner and stuff is always good.
Yeah,
yeah. I just didn't like Two Broke Girls, so I think that's my issue.
I actually did watch the start of that and then again fell off because I was like, fuck this, like I don't get it. Wow.
She was in something else though when she was younger. Wasn't she? She was in Sex and the City.
Oh, what? It's all coming back to you now with the crosshands.
Just thought of the crosshand.
Oh, was she? I've never seen Sex and the City.
Oh, have you not?
I've never. No, okay. I have seen it.
It has not aged well and people has can at me. I don't care.
But like, I always see people
rewatching it. No.
Yeah.
Whenever I see people
when
rewatching
it,
I'm like.
But when people are rewatching it, they never kind of like, they would never be like, this hasn't aged well.
I
do want to go back and watch it all though.
If you watch season one, it is shocking to think that it even got picked up, because they used to do a thing where something would happen and then they would stop and everyone would freeze and they would talk directly into the camera. And it was really awful. But I suppose that would have been like, what, 98 maybe? So that was kind of cutting edge maybe at the time, because they wouldn't have really done that. But no, I don't think it's aged
well. That just
does
not work at all.
No, the last season I think probably has, because it's like the fashion was, you know, you could still probably get away with some of it, but I don't know. I would not.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't go back and watch it.
What? Okay.
Yeah, personally, no.
Okay.
And the fashion, I think, was weird. So it's not something that you'd be like...
That was something I never, even after it was done, and I remember all the hype for the movie coming out, and I was like, I don't... I'm not going to... But then again, like, I was wearing odds and ends from H&M, so like...
Who am I to judge? I was like,
Manolo, what the fuck? Like, so...
To be fair, it is where I got my knowledge of a lot of... like high-end brands when it's the only reason why
I know anything, and I didn't even watch it. It was the media coverage that it got, and I picked up so much from it. My fifth class teacher used to always say that about The Simpsons, about how we all know all this shit.
I know and people always quote it to me.
We're breaking each other's hearts.
I think I look like a person that would enjoy The Simpsons, but we just didn't watch it growing up. But people, I don't like Jim Carrey. People always quote Jim Carrey to me randomly.
That's
like,
bizarre.
I'm like, what? They're like,
you're a Jim Carrey fan.
You'd so be a Jim Carrey. And I'm like, excuse me. I'm lost for
what
words.
What does that mean? What are they seeing in
you? I don't know. Like, I find him to be the most annoying, like his facial expressions and everything. Just
I thought that as well, right? And I wouldn't really watch him in any comedy thing. But you know, if you watched him in that documentary, which is called... Oh, it's about Andy Kaufman, I think is his name, that other comedian. That's extremely good. Really, really good. Kind of goes into how he got into... I'm not going to explain it well, but watch it. It's very, very good if anyone's listening.
It might change my mind.
I think it kind of puts him in an entirely different light where you can kind of take him seriously as someone who is really into their art and stuff. And
he interviews
really well,
actually.
Yeah.
I like him in interviews, but I just, I'm not into
it. Yeah, no, so I'm like, I don't know, do I find you massively funny, but...
Yeah.
You do you.
And so you liked Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
So was 500 Days of Summer like one of your favourite movies?
Yeah.
I adored it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is divine.
Like, unbelievable.
Such a dreamy man.
Absolute right.
Just purely my type at the time. Like just tall, dark, handsome.
Yeah.
Skinny little yoke. Listens to obscure music, like as I said, like as much as I wanted to be a manic pixie dream girl, I wanted this weird little indie boy that I could just take under my wing.
And then they used to make videos and stuff on YouTube, and I just always wanted them to get together.
Yeah, I think they're still mates. Yeah, no, it didn't happen. She's with a guy now who does. He's a big. One of these people on HGTV in America, like a big property guy, reality TV guy that like flips houses and stuff. Apparently very odd combo, yeah.
Oh.
Very odd, yeah. I cannot think of his name. He's one half of the Property Brothers. Like that's their moniker. Like.
Oh, they're twins or something.
Yeah, yeah.
She's with one of them.
Because she was with your man from Death Cab for Cutie, Ben Gibbard. And then they got divorced. She married another guy. Who worked on the show with her, who worked on New Girl with her, and now she's with one of the Property Brothers.
I love New Girl. I haven't watched it in a while.
That's another one where I want to go back and finish it, because I remember being very heavily invested in herself and Nick.
Yes.
And that moment when they first kiss in the hall is so good. And it's so funny, and Schmidt is so funny. Oh,
it's cracker. Such a good show.
Yeah. I was annoyed when they replaced her with Megan Fox though, when she got pregnant. Did you get that
part? I didn't even know that happened.
No, it was towards the end, but like there was this whole thing where she had to, the plot was that she went on jury duty or something, so they had to sublet the loft.
Recast, though.
Yeah, and then it was just like Megan Fox. I was like, fuck this. Like,
they could have just written her in as being pregnant, surely.
I think it would have messed with the whole storyline of her and Nick or something. I don't know.
And then
it would have been a pain the whole time.
Actually, I'm sure it was an option. I don't know why.
Do you remember the end of Friends when Courtney Cox is pregnant and she's like wearing these huge clothes? I've only really seen it in the last few years. And I'm like, how did I not notice this at the time? Trickery.
Yeah, they really did. Now, Phoebe's one they did well, but with hers, they really didn't like.
Yeah.
They just, big clothes and that was it.
Yeah.
Sitting down in a lot of the shots. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. I'll think about that one later.
Director's Secrets with Orlan Fanula.
Okay, where will you be in 10 years' time?
I thought I was going to be running Rolling Stone magazine or something. Like, that was for me. Career highlight, writing about music, being this kind of leading these interviews and doing really in depth, really interesting, kind of smart features. That obviously hasn't happened. I remember there's a really good one. The Guardian did a really, really good interview with One Direction I think just before they split up or just after. And I remember reading that and being like, this is why I want to be a journalist. This, I want to be able to tell these stories and to get this feeling, to give the feeling that I get off reading.
Yeah.
But do it in writing. I phrase that so badly. But yeah, I had this idea of being like, or even kind of one of these like American late night talk shows that you get to kind of grill all these, like, not even necessarily celebrities, but like musicians was a big thing for me. Like, get to talk to all these people who are my favorite bands and like understand the process behind making an album and stuff. So that was kind of the dream.
I mean, you still have 3 years to go.
Listen, here we go.
You never know what could happen.
This is the thing. Like, I was always eyeing up like Billboard and stuff and just, I always just found the music industry as a whole really, really interesting. And yeah, and it was just, I always wanted to delve into like kind of beyond the persona and just kind of, as I say, just understand why they do what they do. And because it's just, it's a mad world. Like it's, there's so many layers to it. And even now it's something that still fascinates me, but I'm probably held back by the thought that I'm probably not as strong a writer as the people that are out there now and the people that I'm reading. That kind of holds me back a small bit. But I mean, I did kind of realise that when I started, realise the dream, I should say, when I started, I do bits with goldenbleck.com, which is like an Irish community-based website, and get to review gigs. I've got to interview a lot of cool. I interviewed Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
Fall
Out Boy is like my favourite band. I thought I was going to die. It was in third year of college, so it would have been 2015 or 2016.
And how did that come about?
They had a new album or was it a gig? And they were basically, they were like, anyone want to do this? And I was like, if anyone else gets this, I'm going to riot. I was like, please let me speak to them. And yeah, it was just a phoner now. I didn't get to meet them, but I remember being, because it's like, you get the call, the label's like, hey, how are you? And we're just going to connect you now. You'll have 15 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever it is. And I remember like trying, because I'm obviously really want to be taken seriously and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember he came on the phone and I was like, this is your only shot to be like, you were so formative, or like you were so important in those formative years of like my teenagehood and whatever. So just like say it, but don't say it like a knob. And then ended up just kind of word vomiting a small bit, being like, oh, I'm just so delighted to be chatting to you. Like, such a big fan of your work, blah, blah. And he was really sound. Like, he's very, very chill. So he kind of didn't really give a shit. And then we had like a proper chat after. But yeah, that's definitely like, sometimes I forget that happened.
That's
and it's
unreal.
Yeah, demented. But yeah, and like, love getting to go see gigs. Love getting to like interview people and just do all that. So very fun. Very exciting.
And did you ever want to like get into anything like more TV journalism or like anything like that?
I kind of was always brainstorming like these kind of Zane Lowe-esque shows. He would have been on MTV Rocks, but he's with Apple Music now, kind of doing these little kind of phone interviews. I remember he used to do like hour-long programs focusing on bands that would be kind of interspersed with music videos. I remember he did one on The Killers and like all the bands signed like the couch that they sat on after. I always kind of was brainstorming those ideas for like, how can we flip that kind of standard interview and make it kind of fun and make it really unusual, make it something that people are talking about.
Yeah. But
the thing is though, and I mean, it's especially applicable in Ireland, it's just not like very few, like none of, Goldenbleck has been going for, I think, nearly 20 years at this point.
Yeah.
I haven't been involved for 20 years. I've only been involved since college. So that would be like six.
I started when I was 4.
Just read in the Aisling copybook, like 4 stars would recommend. Like, it's like they make, any money that they make goes back into the site and they're still making a loss on it. You know what I mean? It's very hard. Even you see like Niler Nine is doing incredible work with his own podcast, his newsletters and his events and stuff. And it's very hard to try and fund that kind of content, and people aren't willing to pay for it is the other thing as well. I think people are coming around to that, but it's an uphill battle. You know what I mean? Maybe if I was somewhere else or lived somewhere else, but again, it's not as easy as just, I'm going to move country and I'm going to do this. But like, it's an odd one. I remember looking at jobs for the Official Charts company in the UK as well when I was in college, being like, I really want to do this. Like, I'm obsessed with charts and like data, and especially when it comes to music. So I don't know, like, never say never about getting back to it, because like, if anyone knows me now, it's not something that I'm currently massively focused on, but I still have a huge love and a huge interest for it. So.
Yeah. And so, right, going back to when you moved to Dublin, you hadn't lived away from home before.
No.
Obviously. So you were 17 when you moved.
Just turned 18.
And did you know you had a few friends here that you used to stay with?
I had one friend who selfishly went and did medicine in Galway, so I didn't even kind of really have her.
Okay.
And I had one other friend who did nursing in UCD, but like they might as well be the North Pole and the South Pole and Dublin, yeah. Do you know what I mean, in terms of getting to each other? So I didn't really see her. So I was kind of, I was starting from scratch, yeah. But like I lived on campus.
Okay.
I got pretty much involved in everything. Yeah, I lived on campus every year, thank God. But very grateful to my parents, mm-hmm. and that privilege and whatever else. Because that was also at the cusp of like, that was really when the talk about property and renting.
Yeah.
It's when it, maybe it was just because I was becoming aware of it, but that's when things really started going like absolutely tapped. But yeah, I had mad set of housemates. I'm still in touch with them all now. But again, like we used to just have mad parties and just got in so much trouble all the time. But
did you find it hard? Standard. Were you like, really I'm going to be a totally different person, nobody's going to know me, and then all of a sudden
I was convinced I was going to find the love of my life, like pure American, like rom-com, I'm going to go to college and find the one or whatever. And I found it really hard at the start. I found college hard, mm-hmm. in general, because I was very insecure and then used to project those insecurities on other people and just wasn't very nice. And I wasn't very nice to people. And I found that hard. And I was an oversharer, probably still am. I was an oversharer on social media at the time. And I remember Breed, who I do, I do Bandwagons with, yeah. and one of our other friends, Barra. Barra saw the tweet and he was like, they would have been closer at the time. Now we're all like friends, but Barra saw it and he was like, I ended up tweeting being like, oh, it's really hard making friends in college or something really like dopey and mm-hmm. just like, oversharing.
He said,
pure moany hole. And he saw it and he was like, and we'd met each other at a house party. And he was like, oh, I think we should make a bit of an effort with this girl. And like, thank God they did, because they're some of my closest friends now. Yeah. And obviously, because me and Breed are doing the podcast and whatever.
But were you in the same course?
No. I ended up, like, because our course actually ended up being really small, our class, but we would have shared a lot of modules with Barra did arts and French and Brie did Irish and media, I think. She's going to kill me if I get that wrong. But something like that anyway. Yeah. So we would have all intersected at some point, but we ended up doing a lot with, like, the Media Production Society outside mm-hmm. of class and stuff. That's kind of how I made the majority of my friends, to be honest. Yeah. I ended up doing so much. I ended up doing speaking of one of my other favourite TV shows, I ended up doing for our 24-hour broadcast, we did Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Oh, fab.
And I was the host, yeah, because I was just obsessed with it and I got to make little jokes. And yeah, so that's my pride and joy from college. So.
And like, would you have had loads of phone calls to your mum being like, help me?
I'm a bottler.
How do I wash this? How do I do this? How do I cook this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Cooking, not so much, but like mm-hmm. washing, I was like, this is like a new frontier. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, what's the story? When do I know?
Take photos of stains. Like, what is my mom?
But
like,
what's the difference between bio and non-bio? Do you know what I mean? Will we ever know? Someone in this room knows, do they? I don't know.
I used
bio for whites and used non-bio for colours. That's probably not right. Or maybe it's the other way around.
All I know is colour catchers are life.
Oh, divine.
That is all I know.
Oh, yeah. So handy.
Hot wash for your tights.
Oh, why?
I have skin colour tights for work. So the amount of coffee and stuff.
Okay.
So really, that's not a helpful tip for anyone.
It is if you own a lot of skin colour tights.
Yeah, so I do a hot wash there. I'm awful. Like, I ring my mum, I'd say once a week, being like, help me. I washed a top the other day and I was reduced to tears when it came out and there was marks on it and I was like, what am I doing wrong? I'm at my wit's end. My mum was like, I'll wash your top for you 30-year-old.
Yeah, I would still ring my mom every day, but I think the calls asking what the hell is going on have limited. But now in the family WhatsApp, like, I'll be like, there's something wrong with the shower, and I'll take a little video to demonstrate, and like my dad will then send a voice note of him having sat on his phone and it's just like white noise. I'm like, thanks for that.
Very helpful.
Really helpful. And just won't acknowledge the other message either. We're like, won't acknowledge for days after, then be like, oh, sorry, didn't mean to send that. I'm like, what about the shower, dad? Yeah. Help me with the shower. I can't fix it.
And would your brother and sister, it's one brother, one sister.
I have Ian, who is 5 years older than me. I can't do the maths thinking how much. Okay. He's 29. He's 29. And then Niamh is 31.
And would they have come to visit you or anything? Or did they live in Dublin? Or are they both?
No, so Niamh had gone to college. Niamh was done by the time I was away and whatever. She ended up, she was in college in Limerick and she teaches in Cork now. And then my brother went to college in Cork and kind of stayed in Cork. I don't, did they ever visit? Ian would visit more now, and I think Niamh would come up the odd time for concerts and stuff, but yeah. Like, it was hard when you're staying in like a student accommodation,
yeah,
as well.
Grim. It's not, like, yeah, it's not really fun for yeah. them.
I remember one time though, we went to, was it One Direction we went to? And then we went back and we stayed, they had gotten rooms in like the Intercontinental or somewhere, like demented. Yeah. Really yeah. fancy, like on the south side. I was like, this is divine. Like yeah. mini holiday. Like,
yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. When I lived in Abu Dhabi and my mum came over, she didn't say anything at the time, but then like a year later, we were having dinner with my auntie and uncle and they were like, what did you think of it? And she just said, no parent should ever see their child live that way.
I was like, oh, wow. Oh. Don't hold back. Don't hold back.
Like, I didn't realise it was that bad, but okay. Looking back, I'm like, obviously smoking like 40 cigarettes a day, just, like, yeah, in our pajamas, like liters of vodka, just like, hey, welcome.
Yeah. She's like, oh god, I think about like the cracked end of our house, just how dirty it was, and my mom ever just, having to come up to look in, and I'm like, I'm sorry, mom, I'm sorry, yeah, I put you through that.
Yeah,
sincerely.
And when did you meet Keane?
When did I meet Keane? Oh, so it was 2016, so I just finished college. We were like out toward, like we were just finishing, like there were still kind of some exams on, but some people were finishing. And we were out and met him in a nightclub, and my other friend had gotten with him before, and we were like kind of gearing up. It was one of those things where you'd see people were attending things on Facebook and it, yeah. you would take it as gospel because it was gospel at the time, and yeah, now it's absolutely yeah. not. So we were like, oh my God, he's going out. Are you going to get with the, are you going to kiss or whatever, blah, blah. And then, this is a bad story. And then... this does not paint me in a good light. And then he was out with his friends, but he was kind of like hanging around with us and whatever, and my friend was like, here, he thinks you're really funny, you should get out with him. And I was like, no, it was like Judas being tempted by Jesus. I was like, yeah. no,
and this is the friend that had already
yeah okay yeah. You know where this is going. And then she was like, no, I don't mind, like it's not, like it's not a thing, like you should just get with him, he really wants to get with you. And I was like, no, like it's fine, whatever, I'm not even interested, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, no, Fionnuala, seriously, come on, you're being silly. Like, it's not a thing. Like, just go for it. And I was like, yeah, right.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, hateful. But sure, all works out in the end. Yeah, but she's its own else now, and I don't think she holds it over me.
And
so.
She actually didn't care.
No. Oh, we purely laugh at it now, because she is a lovely ginger boyfriend now as well. Yeah. So it all works out.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So you've been with them 3 years. Yeah.
It's like technically closer to 4, but he doesn't count the time that he didn't ask me out for ages. So
right, okay.
I count that time, but he doesn't. So he's gonna hate.
I love how girls' timelines yeah. are always yeah.
literally
so different.
Literally, so it's like it's 3 years in January, but like we've been in each other's lives in some way, probably closer to 4. So.
Right, okay. Do you live together?
No.
Will you move in together? Do you
reckon, I mean, or? If the bubble ever wants to fucking burst, like that would yeah. be handy, but not like he, because he's from Dublin and lives at home, and
oh okay,
I'm like,
so there's no
I'm
real
like,
need for him
no
to
I'm like supposed. Continue to ride that wave, it's fine.
Yeah. And is he 24 as well?
He is a year older than me, so that makes him 25.
Five.
That's
yeah.
maths. Yeah. It's a lot of maths on this podcast. A lot of economics.
But that's very young, I think, to move out when you're from Dublin.
Oh yeah, listen, I mean, like neither of us are in any massive rush, like we would yeah. absolutely, like we'd love to spend time with each other. Like we ended up working a lot together as the years kind of went on.
Okay.
Like kind of almost accidentally.
Yeah.
So like we're obsessed with each other, but we're also kind of like we're not really in any rush, especially because yeah. like I'm renting to myself and have my own space to a point, so yeah. it's fine.
But
it's
you're not
good.
Living on your own.
No, I live with 3 people from college. My brain is just okay. not crunching numbers today. Yeah, I live with 3 people who I met in college, so.
Okay. And would you ever think of moving away? Or is it just not really on your...
Yeah, so like, he obviously went away for a year. He did a year in Canada. And
oh,
we did
yeah.
long distance. Yeah,
I remember that.
And like, there was a question of like, would you go with him? And it wasn't, we weren't together, officially together that long. And I was kind of like, well, no, because he wants to do this himself. I'm not going to go away being like, tag along Tessie. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean? But
yeah.
The interest was just never there. Like a part of me still kind of thinks, geez, I'd love to do London. I wonder what London could do for my career. But like Brexit, not hope. Like
yeah,
not now.
Don't touch it.
I don't have a massive desire to. I think yeah. I'd get very homesick. And this sounds really hyperbolic probably, but I really consider like my move to Dublin my move.
Your move, yeah.
I mean, I would never say never. Like we're on about travelling maybe in the next 2 or 3 years and kind of doing something similar to that. But yeah. like, I mean, it's hard. I'm kind of like, do we just stay here and wait it out in terms of houses and whatever and that kind of future and stuff? I don't know. There was all, like, to be honest, because the career trajectory has been so unstable for the two of us. Part of me is like, is it really wise to be like, fuck it, let's just go. A part of me just wants to be kind of bedded into a job for a few years and then be like, I want to go traveling, as opposed to like, well, I'm out of my arcs now, so might as well go traveling out. Kind of want to have a bit of choice. Do you know what I mean?
And I feel like you, when it's something so big like that, you really want to do it because you appreciate it when you're doing it. But
absolutely.
If you're just going to leave for the sake of going,
yeah,
you're not going to have the same experience because you're not going to put 100% into it and be like, this is fucking amazing, you know?
Totally, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Now, I will say I loved Canada when I went, and if I was to go anywhere, it would probably be Vancouver. Like, I don't think Oz is too far away. Though my friend who I was referring to previously, she's over there now, being a doctor, and me and Breed are on about visiting her. Because I love traveling.
Yeah.
It's just being away.
You like coming
I'm,
back to...
Yeah.
Ireland.
Just love, yeah, I really like, love Ireland, love Dublin, love Cork, love my family.
Yeah.
I just think I would probably mentally struggle, if I'm being totally honest.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister's in Toronto and I love it.
I've never been. I feel like I'd find it too cold.
Well, I haven't been there in the winter yet because she only moved in April.
Okay.
So I've only been there in the sunnier times.
Yeah.
But like, just, it's so cheap to go out.
Like, oh, is it?
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay.
Like, to go out for food and drinks, it is so cheap. And the food is unbelievable as well. Like, there's just so much to do. There's a lot of stuff to do that doesn't involve drinking, which I think is the one thing that Ireland is really bad at. There's nowhere where you
totally.
Can just kind of hang out and not drink.
Yeah.
You know, you'll end up doing it regardless.
Yeah.
Where they have loads of like outdoor cinemas but you can even bring your own drink if you want to.
Yeah.
But I think when you're able to, people don't.
Yeah.
It's the whole not being, well, you can't tell me not to bring a beer and then you bring, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So, but I do love it. But yeah, I wouldn't move away again. I think I'm done as well. I love Ireland.
Yeah.
I just.
But then sometimes I look around at what's happening with all the venues shutting down and like any ounce of culture, Dublin City Council being like, bye, just flicking it away. And that's kind of hard, but I don't know. There's something keeping me here. I don't know what it is, but I suppose it's just that, and I suppose it's coming from Cove and such a small place, and just I still think I kind of view it with semi rose tinted glasses where I'm like, there's so much on, and I just love all these opportunities and how accessible everything is to me by being here and stuff. So
I mean, there is a lot to do here. Like, it isn't the worst.
No.
But it is shit when you see stuff like the Bernard Shaw going and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Eared. Because that's going too, isn't it?
Well, I think it's going to be open in the new place, Racket, in Glasnevin. Glasnevin, Fitzroy.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think it's there yet.
I drove by that place the other day.
Yeah.
Looks really cool.
Yeah. I think the inside's a bit weird now.
Oh.
It's a lot of cow print chairs. But I think that's from, that's it immediately. Like, it's very kind of old fashionedy pub, but I think that's just what was left there from the Porterhouse.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think, but it's a great spot. And I think,
it's
just obviously still very early. And I think they're obviously still kind of milling, trying to deal with whatever's going on in the Bernard Shaw and wrap that up and then get on.
And then
to,
they'll focus on that.
Yeah. Each Yard the Buzz.
Yeah.
I love Each Yard.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same questions.
Okay.
But you have to answer them in the present.
Okay.
Okay. How much do you spend on a night out?
I actually actively couldn't tell you because I barely go out anymore, which is kind of sad. I think it would probably be somewhere between 50 and 100.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
This
is just drinking now. No food involved.
No food and taxis.
Yeah.
Like, I love taxis.
Obsessed.
I'd get
taxis.
A taxi to bed if I could.
Yeah,
like,
love taxis.
Divine.
I wish we had Uber or Lyft or something that actually, you know, works.
Works.
Cheaper, you know.
Mm. Free now, call me out.
Oh my God.
That's
don't
not.
Even. I got one here and he collected me at a corner that, I had to walk pretty much half the way to.
Oh yeah, standard, what? Yeah. Yeah, like, just.
He was so lucky though, so I couldn't. It wasn't his fault, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't say anything because he was really nice.
It's
so
purely
like,
the service, like.
Yeah.
No, it kind of depends. Like, if I'm out now, it's probably for an event, so I'd probably the bulk of my spending would probably be taken up there. So like, I'll get a ticket for like a DJ or something in District 8 or whatever. But otherwise, I'm drinking a lot less on nights out. I'm finding because, like, to be honest, when I was 17 and through college, probably wouldn't have had the healthiest relationship with drink. Probably yeah. tied into the fact that I was very insecure, where I'd just be like, I have to be really drunk. People won't like me anyway, sober. And I've just felt the effects of it for far too long that now I'm like, okay, go out and have one, or go out and mm-hmm. don't drink. I love going out and not drinking now, because you get to just really? See everyone else. Yeah, yeah. You see everyone else and just have all the crack with them, but see it and remember it and just not feel like absolute dog shite the next day.
I would love to be able to do that. I think once in my life I've gone out and not drunk. I've gone to like events, as in like sit down meals and stuff, and not drunk, and I've driven. But
there was one, I did Longitude totally sober this year.
No yeah. way.
Because I was driving out to it, because the public transport, because I live in Finglas, and mm-hmm. public transport out to, it's Marley Park. Yeah, it's Marley Park. It's just too much of a hassle. So I was like, right, I'm going to drive and I'm not going to drink. It's not worth it. And we went out one of the Friday, and then we went to something in Pygmalion, myself, my boyfriend, and a few of his friends. And I drove them all home then again at like 5 a.m. And I was like, this is divine. We don't have to wait for a taxi.
Were you not going though? Did you feel like you had the same stamina?
I couldn't have gone on any. Oh, like, I mean, I definitely couldn't have stayed out any later.
Yeah.
But like, I was fine, because I was just on the Red Bulls. Like,
yeah.
I thought I would be like nipped in the bud shorter, especially because I'd been at the festival all day as well. But like, no, I was fine. And then we just get to have the crack at the McDonald's after, just like watching them shout at people, and I'm like, yeah. Like a clapping sober seal in the background.
I'm definitely more tempted to do it now, but I do think, like, fair play to anyone who does it, because I think a lot of stuff in Dublin is revolved around drink.
But sure, even like, you know yourself, going to any of the events, like, and like, obviously I get it, because if they weren't offering Plonk, you'd be turning around being like, well, or like someone would be turning around being like, oh, and they didn't have a scabby bottle of champagne, or Prosecco, not champagne, but you know what I mean? Yeah. They definitely don't have a scabby bottle of champagne.
But like, half the time they don't even have water. It is just alcohol that they're walking around with.
Yeah, you'd be lucky to get a scabby juice, like, or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is tough, but I think you just need the willpower, and I severely lack that.
No, like, I've surprised myself now, but I think I just had to make a conscious choice where I was just like, I'm not off the drink, but there's just some times where I'm like, just don't do it, because you know. And any time that I do go out drinking now after, I'm like, oh, why did I?
It wasn't worth it.
Why did I do that? Like, it's just, and it's not even from a physical hangover sense. It's like mentally, like, I get such colossal fear. Colossal fear. It's not worth it.
Yeah, like yesterday I was dying and I was just like, oh my God, every little
You're
thing.
Like, this is it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, are you going to break up with me, Jonathan?
Oh, reassure me now, please.
Yeah. And you don't drink wine?
No, not a wine drinker.
Would you be just beer?
I love a gin tonic.
Oh, okay.
I love a cocktail.
Okay.
So gin and tonic is kind of like my gin of choice, like drink of choice.
Okay.
And then I'll have a beer in the midst, because I feel like gin gives me terrible both physical and mental hangovers as well.
Oh, okay,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
And where would be your favorite place to go out if you were like going into town?
Oh God, good question.
Or just even for day drinks or something, where would you?
Oh, I like No Name Bar.
Yeah.
I like the Globe.
I haven't been there in ages.
I like Workman's for being a big scald. Okay. And then like, I like Bison for then just kind of chilling for drinks. The food there is supposed to be very nice, but I've never had it.
Yeah. It feels like a real wintry bar. Like, it's somewhere I feel like it's a total waste going in there, because it's so dark.
No, I love the novelty of, you have to climb through this big window to go through the smoking area. Well, you don't have to climb through, but like, there is a window that you climb through and then you're in the main bar, you're out in the smoking area.
Most important thing in your life?
I should really say person. I literally went to look at my phone. I was like, that's going to be the phone. Most important thing in my life. No, actually, I'm going to keep it neutral, because if I say anyone, they'll just get pissed off. So I'm going to say whiskey, my cat.
I thought you were actually just going to say whiskey.
It's just drink. Her full name is Waterford Whiskers, but yeah.
Waterford my life. Whiskers? Yeah. I love it.
We only got a cat because I was like, do you know what would be gas to call a cat? Waterford Whiskers. And then I saw someone, he was like, not that he was giving away the cats on Twitter, but they had a mam cat, got pregnant by accident, like standard. Right. And I vaguely knew him, and I was like, here, give me one of those kittens.
And
we just
did.
Took her. Yeah.
So how long have you had her?
She's going to be 3 years old in June.
And is she yours June. Or is she the...
So myself and Sheena McGough, my housemate, share joint custody of her.
Okay.
So not sure how that's going to happen down the lane, but I'm happy enough to split the time with her. She's worth it, so.
Okay. That is cute.
Gas little creature.
I love
She's
that.
Like a proper furry coat now, because she's coming into winter and they obviously like grow another coat or something. I don't know. But like, she's just divine. Now she hates me. She hates me.
Really?
And I don't really blame her, because I just come in and I'm just like shouting and singing at her all the time. And she's like, all I want is a moment's peace. And I sit in a chair, give me a bit of string. And I'm like, blah, 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 and she's like, oh. But when she loves you, it's the most satisfying thing ever.
Did you have pets growing up?
Yeah, I had Molly the dog and I had Pepper the cat. Pepper the cat also didn't really like me, so I don't know why I keep getting cats when they hate me so much. But yeah, obsessed.
And do you still have them?
Unfortunately not.
No, and so they didn't get any more pets or anything?
No, and I'm always saying it, like, I'm a devil for liking the rescue pages. Like the Dublin Cat Rescue, Cork Dog, all of them. And I will drive myself demented because they do this thing where they'll write the posts as if they're the animal. And I'm like, I'm shrieking. I remember they had this like white, it wasn't husky, but it was kind of that similar kind of dog.
Yeah.
And his name was Boris. And he looked so sad. And he was like, I just want home. And I was like, I hate myself that I cannot help you, Boris. And then I screenshot and I send it to my mom. And I'm like, why would you do this to Boris? And she's like, stop. We're not taking another dog. And I'm like, please. Oh. Boris is so sad.
Why would you do this to Boris?
But like, the Pepper and Molly were such an integral part of like all our childhoods and family life. So I kind of can understand why
they don't want it. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your go-to store for an outfit? I'm excited to hear this.
I haven't bought anything fast fashion since April. The last thing I bought was...
That was a conscious effort.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last thing I bought was... I ended up buying pink suit pants in Penny's because I just lost my job. And I was like, job interviews. And I had a Topshop one, like a jacket, but the pants don't fit me anymore. Lol. so I was like, right, I want pink suit pants. And I was becoming really aware of like the environmental impact, becoming more aware about sustainability. And I was like, I'm just going to stop buying stuff, or I'm going to try.
Yeah.
And I haven't bought anything since. Now, with one exception, I think I bought a t-shirt at the Folds gig, which probably is still counted as fast fashion. And I think I bought knickers and socks like last month because there are sustainable options, but I haven't really looked into them. But yeah, anything that I bought this year has been vintage or from a charity shop. So I will tend to go, if I'm going vintage, Finders Keepers and Bray is very good. Nine Crows Thrift Shop is amazing and really, really cheap. And then I love the kind of trifecta, the quadrant of charity shops on Georgia Street. So you have like Oxfam.
Oh, yeah.
Oxfam, St. Vincent's, the other one.
Bernardo's, is it?
Yes, Bernardo's, and then there's another one. There's an orangey one. I can't think anyway.
There's one that doesn't really have a name, no?
Yeah.
That it's just kind of...
Those four anyway are usually like really good hitters for for any kind of like, because they have their own, they buy vintage stock as well. So you'll always end up getting, I always end up getting really like unusual like dresses and coats and stuff. So that tends to be it. Like I'm...
Depop, would you?
Depop, yeah. Depop would be a big one for me as well. But like, again, if I wasn't really shopping before as a teenager, like I'm barely shopping now.
Okay.
It really, and but again, I still kind of like, I'll see one piece and I'm like, I want that. And I just like tend to rotate stuff now, or I'll get stuff altered and stuff. So yeah, like I don't know what kind of impact it's had on my life really, other than I probably have like less stuff. But it's been interesting. Like, to be honest, I don't see myself massively punishing myself if I get something in a year's time or whatever, if I have to buy something. Yeah. Like I'm prepping for Halloween costume now, and I can kind of justify getting something for that because I'm like, you know, it's once off. I want to have a bit of crack or whatever. But, and I think even reducing what you're shopping or what you're doing for shopping is better than nothing at all. So,
and would you be into like getting a statement kind of piece or like an investment piece? So even though you'd be spending loads, that would be it for like...
Well, yeah, this is the thing. I'm kind of looking to maybe... And obviously there are brands who are like better in terms of environmental stuff. Yeah. So like there's an app that you can get. It's called Good On You, and it'll give you like a rating out of their water consumption, the material they use.
Good.
Like workers, like ethical kind of things. And I know Marks and Spencer's is like 3 stars out of 5, which... I mean, still could be better, but it's a lot better than like, like Pretty Little Thing is like 1. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like,
I can't even imagine Pretty Little Thing being on the scale.
I know, like, you know what I mean? It's like tapped. But yeah, so if I saw something in there and I needed something like shoes or something, I'd be like, right, you know what, like I need this. I can't see it in any charity shop.
Yeah.
I can't find it on Depop. I want this. I'm just going to get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are a lot more options out there for people, which I think makes it a lot handier. But I know other people really love fashion, and I can understand that as well. So I think if you can try and make changes in other parts of your life.
Yeah.
Do that. Like, I'm not expecting anyone to give up their shopping habits, because obviously it's really hard and people are going to go for convenience and price, obviously. And
yeah,
I'm not going to begrudge anyone for getting anything in pennies. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Girls got to do what a girl's got to do, you know?
So. Yeah. It's all about budget and stuff as well. Yeah, so
totally.
Would you give a lot to charity shops? I would do like every 2 months I do like a little charity shop.
That's good.
Clean out. And but it also goes to show how much I'm buying though, which isn't good. Do you know what I mean? Because I kind of, if something comes in, something comes out.
Yeah. I need to do a clear out. I'm due another one. I loved going to the Sustainable Fashion Dublin swap shops as well, because then I kind of get something new as well. But again, I kind of have, it's not a capsule wardrobe, but like I kind of have, and especially this year, yeah, like I've kind of streamlined it enough that I don't always have as much to give in terms of actual stock. But
yeah,
I volunteered in a charity shop for a while, and it's mad seeing the stuff they get big at, and like everything
some
is
shite, I'd say.
Some shite, but I mean, they're pretty good in that they'll recycle anything that they can't use or they can't sell. So yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that. Okay, well then, yeah. Who is your beauty icon?
Katie Jane Hughes.
Yeah, love her.
Like, my God, she's just... I don't want to say she's revolutionised. That might be a bit over-exaggeration. But, like, the way I view beauty, the way I view makeup...
Yeah.
I think she's so interesting in what she does. Like, I'm never bored by her looks. Even if sometimes I look at something and I'm like, I'd never attempt to recreate that. I'd never do that. I think the way she uses tools is interesting.
She uses it as an art.
Yeah.
It's gone back to that creative.
Her face is a canvas. Yeah, yeah. I think we went through this thing where it was like Insta makeup, which I love. Like, I love all makeup. And I think now we're going back to this thing of like...
Glossier, natural.
Yeah. But with also like expressing yourself and doing kind of things that wouldn't be considered the norm, or like going outside of this kind of colour palette or whatever is kind of trending. It's really, really interesting, and I really love it. I love the way she promotes that hashtag normalized texture thing that she does on her Instagram. I think is really good and really beneficial, especially if you're young and impressionable and new to the app and you're thinking you need to do things a certain way or you need to look a certain way. You really don't, like, and she proves that.
She has no rules. I remember I had a Kevin Aucoin book when I was younger, and in it it said you wouldn't put a sapphire on a blue tablecloth. So why would you put blue eyeshadow when you've blue eyes? And so it kind of always stuck with me that, like, you know, you shouldn't wear green eyeshadow if you've green and blah blah blah. But she doesn't have any rules like that.
Yeah,
she'll wear anything.
Yeah,
and you kind of forget you don't have to do that just because you read it once. Yeah. You can wear whatever the fuck you want.
She's such a chameleon.
She's so good.
Yeah,
and her skin. Oh, give my it to God. Me, like. Her skin is divine. Have you tried the Walida?
Yes, skin food? I love it. Yeah, yeah.
It is my holy grail. I absolutely love it.
Now, the heavy is too... The normal one is too heavy for me, but the light one...
Oh, I slather that shit all over my face. The other night, Jonathan was like, you're really greasy. I was like, thank you so much. That's not a compliment.
This is
like,
love.
I'm so dry. No idea. It's like, this is great.
Yeah, I just think she's just so interesting. Anytime she's a look up, I'm like... I
even
need
her
to see
fashion.
This.
Yeah. Everything about her I just love.
Yeah. Just a real, like, rule breaker, just...
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I love her. I loved her doing... Anna edit? What's her name? Viviana, I don't know. But she did a YouTube video with her and did her makeup, and oh my God, to see her do somebody else's makeup, unbelievable.
She's just so good at skin. I have such an appreciation for skin, whereas I would have been all about eyes,
contour,
eyes,
heavy,
eyes.
Heavy. I would have been, and now she's made me be a bit more like, okay, go a bit more natural. It doesn't actually look that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, where will you be in 10 years?
Shrug emoji. I have no idea. And I think I'm slowly but surely kind of coming around to the idea that that I don't really know right now.
Yeah.
I'm in a weird... Is juxtaposition the word? Probably not. I'm in a weird crossroads of my life where I'm enjoying lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, can I see myself doing any of them long term? Which is...
Okay.
interesting. Sometimes I'm like, I want to do radio, I want to present.
Would presenting be something you'd want to do? I think you'd be so good. Little TV show.
Yeah, I think so. But I suppose I'm just so wary of the industry at this point that I'm just like, it's hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's only so many. I mean, Jesus, don't get me wrong. There are people much worse off. And I've been very, very lucky financially and having the support that I've had and just being able to kind of make smart decisions about savings and whatever. But it's a tough industry. And I think while I do think we're coming around to this idea of paying for content and whatever else and like investing in arts and creativity and stuff, it's an uphill slog. You know what I mean? I think we've gotten too used to getting stuff for free for too long.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I love doing podcasting at the minute, but like I don't know do I want that to be my full-time job, because I love to, like, me and Breed started it kind of just to have a laugh and to hang out with each other, and I kind of want to keep it
as that
being the main thing. Like, I mean, if we can get a bit of coin for it, like, I mean, I'm not going to say no to that, but it's not, I don't want it.
That's not the sole purpose of why you're doing it.
Sometimes I'm like, maybe I'll go back and do a makeup course. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, why not? But then I'm like, don't want to teach makeup. Do you know? Like, I just, I'm starting to like DJ as well. And I really like that. And I'm like, I don't know if I want that to be my main job. So.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. I would like to think, how old am I going to be in 10 years?
34.
I'd like to have a house. I have a big thing of like, and I probably shouldn't. And I think it's just the climate that it is. But I'm very like, I'm obsessed with this idea of having a house.
Yeah.
And I really see that as being like a sign of achievement and having done something, but just having a place to go, I suppose, that's more permanent in Dublin.
Yeah.
And to have that base is really nice.
Your money's wasting on rent and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'd like to think we'd be married. Cian. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink, wink. Career wise though, I don't know. And as I said, I think I just have to kind of let go of that and hopefully something will be revealed in a fortune cookie or at the end of a cup of tea where I can be like, this is what you're meant to do, this is your purpose, this is your vocation. But I haven't had it yet. But I think as long as I'm making an honest living now, having a lot of fun, get to do these weird bits of content that some people like, some people don't, but I get enjoyment out of making, I think that's all I can ask for, you know what I mean?
I suppose with everything that's happened to you in your career, like considering you're only 24, like it's a good thing in a way that you're just so like, whatever fucking happens, because you really don't know.
Yeah.
And there's no point making a plan because God only knows what'll happen tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, and this isn't really an industry where you can make a plan.
No.
You know?
This is the thing. So I'm trying to ride whatever wave this is and see and just try and enjoy it. I'm very much a person who gets caught up in what's next, what am I doing next?
Yeah.
And I have to try and shut that off more and just be like, you are not enjoying what you have now. Live
in the
now. Back on what you've done. Yeah, yeah. So that's so cheesy, but I think it's just very, very true. And I think if you can just switch the brain off and just experience it, because you'd be surprised how much of your life you're probably letting pass by focusing on, whether it's career or whether it's relationships, whatever. Just put on the back burner and just live, like.
Yeah. Well, listen, with that positive little note, I'm gonna end it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This is a bloody great chat.
I know.
Really enjoyed it.
Oh, fab. Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
Cheers.
Cheers.